Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, there you see her sitting there across the socks.
Oh, okay.
Sitting there across the socks.
We bailed on second eight of the first singing advertise. Oh, that's why podcasts don't have singing advertisements.
Oh, yeah.
They're hard. We have a new sponsor for this episode, a super awesome sponsor, and that's nicelaundry.com. Nice Laundry. It's another awesome product that we actually used, and then we asked them to advertise on the podcast, and then they agreed to it. So,
boom.
You know, it's a site that we've actually already used and loved, and what it is free, awesome, high quality, but inexpensive socks.
Did you say free? You started that by saying free, nice, high quality, but inexpensive socks.
All right.
Let's qualify that with they're not free.
Yes.
Everything else you said was true.
But they are so cheap, they might as well be free. Socks cost a lot of money. I've started to upgrade my socks one by one, and they're like, you know, $15 to $20 a pair.
And a sock upgrade goes a long way. Like, if you're wearing shitty athletic socks, like with the little champion symbol on
them.
Yeah,
with awesome shoes, that's right. Not going to fly.
No, you got to wear nice socks, okay?
It's like a cute little way to upgrade your wardrobe to adulthood.
So how does it work? All you've got to do is go to nicelaundry.com where you can get 6 pairs, including shipping, for just $39.
Yeah, that's $6.50 a pair, which is very, very inexpensive for these awesome high-quality socks. I mean, look at the socks I'm wearing now. These are Nice Laundry socks.
Holy crap.
Nice socks, nice compliments. They also have this awesome thing where if you want to just say F it, get a complete sock drawer makeover. That's 18 pairs. You'll never have to buy another pair of socks for at least a year or two for $99. It's an awesome gift for yourself or for someone in your life that you think would really appreciate it.
I will say that you look like trash.
Yeah.
You look like garbage.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're ugly.
Okay, just get to the fucking point. This,
your socks look great.
They do. I do
you're
actually.
Like the one good thing about you today.
Socks are actually my most complimented item of clothing. And, you know, when I buy them, they're a little more pricey. This 18 pairs for $99, that's $5.50 a pair.
All right, stop doing math.
All right,
stop doing
sorry about
math
that.
On the podcast.
But please, just go to nicelaundry.com and judge for yourself. These are awesome, cool, stylish socks.
And guess what, everybody? The day you've been waiting for, you can go and use discount code Jake at checkout to receive free expedited shipping.
That's right. So those 6 pairs for $39 or 18 pair complete makeover for $99, you're not paying any additional penny for shipping, and it's free and it's fast and it'll
it's
get
expedited
to you.
And it's because of my name.
Me.
I get you fast socks.
And if
use
you,
Jake.
If you stop that. if you do actually end up getting a pair of socks from Nice Laundry, that'll really help us out. So please forward us that receipt to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com and we'll personally say your name and thank you next time we pimp out this awesome website. Cool. Nicelaundry.com. Thanks,
guys. Nicelaundry.com. Discount code Jake.
Whee! This episode is part two of the Ben Schwartz one that we started on Monday. And luckily for you, the part that got real last episode sort of blended over. So part two also gets equally real.
And I would say it plateaued for a bit, but then towards the end, happened?
Wait, you even got more real?
Yeah.
Next level God, shit. That's incredible.
Get real once again.
Enjoy. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Look, settle down, kids.
and open up your ears, plug your headphones in. It's time for Jake and Amir. And if you're talking podcasts, then we're talking top tier. And if you call the while it's on, I'ma tell you I'm not here. I got chuckles to get, keep sending emails in, and get ready to be clowned by a couple of real friends. It's a universal roast, everybody's in on the joke, and I'ma need you to cheer if you feel hashtag dope, like. Yeah, okay, I really mean it now. The show's about to be on. If she deserves better, Jake, please introduce me to your mom. Cause I think this is the season for season the cheese. I spent my life trying to see if Allison will date me. Just do you get advice? First kiss to the mattress. Things are getting real. I hop out of my Tinder matches. 9 to 5 and in traffic or exercising too. Simply sit back, relax. Cause this is if I were you. You.
Okay. Yeah, that one felt right. Jake's high just from listening to that. Shit.
That was great.
Yeah, we're back with Ben. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And I'm Cooch Frelt. Cooch Frelt.
Cooch Frelt.
COOCHFRAULT.
Can you at least let us know how that happens? Like, what's going on in your brain when the
synapse... Do you want me to take you through it?
Is it a noise and then the opposite of that noise? That's what cooch is.
In my head, sometimes a name will pop into my head or like a word, like bacon. But this one, I started with coo, and then I want to make it a name. I want to turn that into a name.
So when you go long, that's you thinking. Yeah. That's like the Rolodex in your brain going...
And then I'm going through a lot of names. It's not just me trying to find one. No joke. I'm trying to find a good one. Cooch.
So what are the some ones that you're rejecting on a hyper quick level?
Cooper. No joke. Cooper. Coop. Cool. Coos. Cooch. And the second I felt the ch at the end, I felt that's a good way to start it. Uh-huh. And then the last name, I started off with a couple letters. And then try to end it with the last name. Yeah. So it happens while it's happening.
Right. So this gift that you have of thinking while you're thinking.
I don't know if it's a gift.
It's a unique talent that you have.
These names aren't real names. It's not like I'm saying real
well,
names.
Well, here's my question for you. Did it translate to school? Were you smart?
When I was in high school, this is a good question. When I was in high school, I was never stupid or anything. I was always very clever. I'm pretty intelligent, but I never tried in high school, and I found ways to get decent to very good grades by not trying very hard.
Why?
And, why did I do it, or why?
Why did you not try if you were smart?
Well, it's not.
Were you bored?
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was. I didn't like the things I was learning are things I didn't care about.
Okay.
And also, it was public school. It was free.
What about your SATs? Did you do well on your SATs?
12-10. I did okay. I moved from Riverdale in the Bronx to Edgemont in Westchester, which is like a very suburban, very haughty-taughty place. And SAT scores were a big deal. I don't know if there was the same thing with your guys' neighborhood,
but it was
an upper middle class or middle class neighborhood. And that neighborhood, especially, like the people really cared and got tutors and whatever. So it was like a contest. I think more amongst the parents than
right.
It was the
what
kids.
Did your kid get?
Right. No joke. And so
and then your parents were like 12-10, but watch this. And then they'd bring you out as a 16-year-old, and you go Branch Dickey.
See, if you made that Dickens, that would have been a perfect name. Branch Dickens.
Branch
You're
Dickens.
Very close.
I'm getting there.
In college, when I went to college and we were paying quite a bit for I applied myself like crazy and graduated cum laude and all that stuff. Uh-huh. But in high school, I got very good grades as well, B-plus or whatever. But it was such a big education was such a big thing. Getting good grades was such a big deal in that neighborhood that getting a B-plus wasn't even considered like
Yeah, that's
great.
Considered bad.
Yeah, it was considered, you know, I was okay. As right. opposed, and then in college when I was getting B-plus, A-minus, I really worked my ass off in college and had a really good time. Because you get to take the subjects you like. You get to take courses you care about.
Right.
Well, I hated college, but I feel you. Yeah.
So what is this? This is an advice podcast. If you didn't listen to part one of this, it'll still make sense. Don't worry.
This is called Make Sure You're Home. And the whole idea of the podcast is you Instagram your questions, and we give you some answers.
Wow, that is accurate. Yeah.
Questions and answers. Let's do it.
Questions and answers. First question I'll ask to Jake. Yep. That's how the show works.
Wait, didn't you turn the last episode into a game of sorts?
Oh, can I play a game this time?
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Let's do it.
I'm trying to think of making it a personal one. Oh, how about this? This is more fun for everybody. Do you know how like your porno name will be the first pet you ever had and the street name, your first street name you
ever
had?
Yeah.
Let's go through those.
Okay.
What about you guys?
Chico Willis. Actually, I was born on a street in Israel. My first apartment in Israel was Holland. Is that better? Chico Holland?
Both of those are extraordinary. Yeah.
Chico is ideal.
Chico's fucking perfect.
Mine's Bob Churchill.
That's also good. It's like a Winston's brother. Name. Yeah, Winston's brother.
I had two white German shepherds, two big white German shepherds. So mine would be either Dusty Fieldston.
That's good.
Or Precious Fieldston.
Wow, Precious Fieldston's it's amazing. Pretty,
and then my other dog after that was Thunder.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
I mean, Thunder, and then you were on Dick Road, right?
I was on Thunder Dick
Road.
Yeah,
Thunder Dick Road.
Insane.
Dick Road. Yeah. Dick Road, yeah.
Well, actually, you don't need to say road because you just say Thunder Dick.
Do you guys talk about porno when you're on here?
Sometimes porno comes up.
Porn comes up.
Okay.
Jake's sort of an expert in it, so he fields the porno questions.
Really? Know, yeah. What's your site?
God. How? Look, come on, this is only a 45-minute podcast.
Well, no, you go to one, I'm sure.
No, I go to a lot.
You don't have, like, a favorite?
Well, they're always changing. So right now, fuck.com, F-U-Q.com is a pretty great search site.
Playvid.com
great URL. Playvid.com is really great. Playvid.com.
Now, do you
which
ever...
is also good because, like, if it comes up in your search history, it doesn't even look like you're watching porn.
Playvid.
Yeah. Well, unless you're doing playvid.com/public agent check guy fucks woman in a street corner. But yeah.
.htm.
Do you ever pay for that stuff or no? Always free sites.
There was a site that I paid for. I mean, when I was in high school, I realized that, like, I was really big into the Bang Bros websites.
I remember you telling me as adults how much you were into the Bang Bros.
To this day, I still...
There was an episode of Jake and Mary, you made me wear a Bang Bros t-shirt.
Wanted to wear that.
That's true. You're right.
We had it. Because it was perfect for your douchebag character.
That's true. You're correct. I agree.
But yeah, there was... I was so attracted. I like get porn crushes. I'm not like a regular person that likes actual people. I like porn stars. So when I'm watching,
if any porn stars are listening to this podcast,
yeah.
What do you do? Do you just message them?
If there are any actual people, I like actual people. If any actual people are listening to this,
avoid me at all costs. So I was so attracted to these women that I found on Bang Bros that I eventually couldn't take it anymore. I stole my dad's credit card.
I couldn't take it. I was overcome with cum lust.
I couldn't fucking handle, like, this is when I was in high school in like 2002. So like I couldn't handle like the 25-second clips. I wanted the whole fucking video. So I stole my dad's credit card. I went through and I downloaded every single movie I could to my desktop, put it on an external hard drive. I still have them. Thank you, Dad. Thanks for your credit card, Daddy. My mom listens to the podcast. I apologize. I didn't warn you.
How
did he
not see the charge on the credit card?
He absolutely did.
And what did he say?
They disguise it, and they said, "Jake, what's C-bill?" And I said, "I don't know. I have no idea what that is." And he was like, "Well, I called." They have a bunch of websites that they mask or what are they like? It's one of them is bangbros.com. I was like, I don't know. I have no idea. So he canceled it.
But it was too late. You already downloaded them all to your hard drive.
But a couple months later, they're releasing new videos every week. I stole his credit card again, knowing full well I was going to get caught for the exact same crime. But it was just like, it was worth it to me. I didn't even care.
God, that's funny. That's great.
Isn't it funny how little me and you have in common with Jake, but then like we have the same senses of humor? Like, how does that line up?
This is what I think. I've spent a lot of time talking to Jake about stuff like this, about females, about the different ways he views them and how I view them. But I think deep down he does care about
women. Oh, no. Absolutely.
I love Ben so much for that, man. Thank you. I need that shit.
Deep down, it's more of the same, I'm afraid.
I have been disappointed in him in the past.
Yeah, we've choices he's made.
But
we would take hikes and I would get borderline scolded for not wearing condoms.
I think that's so stupid.
I know.
How do you not wear a condom with a random girl you meet?
It's because it feels better.
It's the same thing as the credit card. It's like, who cares about what's going to happen
in a month? He's going to find out. Just like with a credit card, a month doesn't exist.
That's the problem.
He lives his life on a cliff.
But there's a fundamental problem with me that I don't think about or care about consequences. I think about them. I knew I was going to get caught, but I was like, oh, it'll be fine.
Have you ever got a sexually transmitted disease that would slap you in a way that would make you wear a condom?
Never.
See, that's terrible.
I deserve one.
Have you ever gotten someone pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, see?
Yeah, that was...
And that wasn't enough for you to stop?
Well, no, it was terrible. It was awful. It was the worst thing in the world. It was fucking terrifying. I've never talked about this on the podcast.
Well, your mom listens, should we not?
No, because I mean, I told her.
All right, good.
But it's not enough for you to change. That's not enough.
That was a pretty close call.
Yeah.
But that's a fucking crazy thing. It should have been enough for me to change.
And it's not.
And I do the same shit.
Do you think you'll ever change?
You know what? I haven't come inside anybody since that happened.
But that's just a coincidence.
What do you mean it's a coincidence?
because the situation hasn't come up. If somebody wanted to fuck you without a condom, you would say fine.
People want to fuck me without a condom all the time.
Oh, Jake.
Have you not because
Jake is pointing to his dick right now.
My dick is out. I'm trying to fuck him here.
He's trying to fuck everybody.
He's wearing a condom.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just like defending myself because I'm like I'm defending the person that I want to be and not like the person I actually am. I don't know. Yeah.
Can I make this statement then? Can I make this statement from myself and I'm assuming Amir as well that you should absolutely wear a condom for so many reasons.
I mean, he agrees, but he won't do it.
I agree. Everybody listening out there, wear condoms. They are good. They're necessary.
Do as I do, not as I say.
No, do as I say, not as I do.
And yeah. There we have it.
I don't know. I almost don't want to answer talk to any you questions about that stuff. I feel like it would be very uncomfortable for you to talk about.
Talk to him about it.
I mean, we're the same thing. It's like talking to Amir. It's just very responsible lovemaking.
Like talking to Amir.
Oh, Amir-or.
Amir-or.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I just have bronchitis. I'm spitting into a trash can.
Highlighter blue.
I'm so sorry. I did just have bronchitis. It's awkward. It would be awkward for me to talk about that stuff.
Let's answer a question and maybe it'll lead us there.
Let's hope.
So these are real questions from real people. If you have a question or if you have a theme song, that opening one was from a rapper named Homeless.
Ooh.
And,
cool rap name.
Yeah, user submit a theme song every episode. And if you have one of those, or if you just have a question for us, that email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
And these Jake's phone number is
214-713. Shit. What was I supposed to say?
Well, I'm sorry. The places you can do it. You can
No. What I was going to say is these are real emails from real people, but we're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity, and Ben's going to help us out. So this person who wrote this email is named...
His name is...
It's a female.
Oh, her name is Shampi Chost.
Shampi Chost.
Shampi Chost.
Did female affect it, or is that a female name?
Yes, it was going to start with an F. I was going to start filling out an F, and then I went to a CH. Yeah. I'm feeling CHs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like to throw a real word at the end. Like, well, there was an improv scene once where I did, and I called someone Chad Salad.
That's funny.
It got the biggest laugh, and I was like, it's so unfair. I'm trying hard up here, and the biggest laugh is me calling someone Chad Salad.
Yeah. Plural nouns are also funny as last names. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Chad Salads. Champy.
Yeah, Champ Shampy or something like that.
It's already gone.
Shampy Frost.
We'll give a new one. You want a new one?
Frost. Yeah.
Shirley Kalp.
Shirley Kalp.
Shirley Kalp writes, "Hey guys, so my ex and I have recently reconnected. He broke up with me out of the blue a few months ago and started dating some other girl. The day I texted him and went over to his house as friends just to catch up, he told me that they had broken up. We realized we still had feelings for each other, etc., etc., etc. My ex and I share mutual friends, so we all hung out on New Year's Eve / New Year's Day. We shared a New Year's kiss. Everything felt good and back to normal. That is until we ended up passing out on his bed along with my best girlfriend. The next morning, my friend and I left his house, and she told me he had tried kissing her and kept touching her throughout the night. She would tell him to stop, but he was very persistent. This was all while I was in his bed, a few inches away from him, trying to fall asleep, clueless as to what was happening. He told me later that day what had happened and apologized. He wants to try that relationship again. I don't know what to think or feel in this situation because I can't imagine putting moves on one of his best friends, so it hurts to think he would do that to me so easily. So, does this guy deserve forgiveness or another shot?"
"Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love.
Bad name.
A bad name.
Play my heart, and you play my game.
Baby, you give the play away.
You're
bad name. I love the. All right, ready? This is what I want. Before we answer this question,
yeah.
I want to sing that song,
uh-huh.
And I want us all to close our eyes,
mm-hmm.
and see if we want to do a long pause and see if we come in at the same exact time.
Okay,
let's
on a bad name.
Say it again. On a bad name, yeah. I want you to make the pause longer than it is in the song. Like, okay.
So we want to say, "Shot to the Heart" and "You're to Blame, Darling." You give love beat a bad name.
Yes,
we
want to see make if, it a, because that was a huge beat, and we came in the same exact time.
That's really nice.
But I wanted to shut our eyes. Surprised. Okay. Yeah, so I want to shut our eyes. I think it was because I looked at you. And the words are "Shot to the Heart" and "You're to Blame, You Give Love." Ready?
Yeah.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love
back.
That was too soon. Let's make it a long beat.
A really long beat. All right,
a long one.
Let's do it again.
Really
we're trying again.
The person who messes up sounds like an idiot.
I'm just gonna wait. I don't want to feel like that ever again.
Jakey, you start.
Yeah.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
That was pretty good.
I heard you breathe. Yeah. I heard you breathe.
You heard me breathe the first time, but you left me fucking hanging.
But when Amir breathes, you're right fucking there for him.
Should we do no breathing? Or we're done with it?
No, let's do one more time. Shot through the heart.
Close your eyes.
And you're to blame, darling. You give love. You have to breathe.
No, you breathe after love.
A bad name.
We all breathe after love. Okay, ready? Yeah. Together we all breathe, and then we pause.
There it is.
Ready? Shot through the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love. Breathe. A bad name.
Sort of. I don't even know.
To answer your question, lady, you put yourself in a three-way. You put yourself in a three-way situation, and that's what that gentleman probably thought.
Why are you defending him? This is the guy that gave love a bad name, I thought.
I know. I was trying to give him a shot to the heart. He's to blame. But it's like, at the same time, what a weird situation.
It's not a weird situation.
It is a weird situation that he was in. He failed. I don't think that was a normal. That's not a normal night.
And what did they say? How do we know that he wasn't? They're all three of them were flirt. I mean, I've never had two girls just randomly sleep in
my bed. So your ex girlfriend, who you sort of tried to get back together with, and then this random girl sleeping in a bed together. Everyone's drunk, and then you try to make a move on the ex girlfriend's best friend, and now she's like, "Should I give him another chance?"
Well, it's
an unequivocal no.
You shouldn't write, but I wonder what the circumstances were beforehand. That's such a. How do you end up with your girlfriend and your guy you want in the same bed? That's crazy.
It's a drunken night. It's New Year's Eve.
If this dude is in bed with his ex-girlfriend that he might get back together with, and her friend, who maybe I didn't think of it from Ben's angle, maybe he is thinking that he's going to have a threesome. So I say
your girlfriend.
I think you do one. You test the waters. It sounds like he borderline molested someone in the bed.
So, if that's the case, that's fucking terrible.
Right. I think you don't get back together with him, and he maybe gets the electric chair.
If the woman had said, if the best friend said no, I said no, I don't want to do this, and he kept going, that's terrible, terrible. Or if he didn't get the feeling that she wasn't interested. But I've never been in a situation where someone brings their girlfriend to sleep over in my bed. That would be
Well, they're not really boyfriend girlfriend. I think they had broken up, and then they're talking about getting back together. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean they're probably young. I feel like I've been in situations where after a party or something, people are just like crashing everywhere, and you're like two or three people sleeping in bed.
I don't know. Maybe that happens.
New
Year's Eve sauce, you get it.
You know what it is.
But I think that,
how do you think he's
even aside
faithful?
From this, it sounds like he dumped you out of the blue. He dumped her out of the blue, which was bad. Mm-hmm. So that's strike one. That's already I don't know if I want to get back together with you because you're volatile and you'll just leave me and hurt me.
Yeah, that's a pretty big strike.
So that's that's a tough thing to come back from. So he did that and then tried to hook up with your girlfriend or with your friend.
I have too much pride to ever get back together with anybody who would try to dump me.
Right.
I feel like I'd be like, no, screw you. You had your chance. You fucked up, and I'm not going to give you another chance.
You let
chance.
That guide your heart?
Yeah.
Instead of
final if you had broken up with someone?
Yeah, I'm super, super final.
You would never give them another shot?
Never.
For real?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, it's over. It's over 100%.
But is that's pride? That's not like your emotions aren't involved at all? Like you loved them?
I break up with the person, I'm pretty much resolved to the fact that it's over completely and I would never give that person another shot.
Will you ever hook up with that person again?
No.
Wow, really?
Unless it's been 10 years. But I've never hooked up with an ex-girlfriend.
Well, would you stay friendly with them?
What I was saying the other day was I'm always staying friendly one girlfriend removed. So girlfriend one, I wasn't friends with during girlfriend two. But then when girlfriend two and I broke up and I started dating girlfriend three, it's like, oh, now I can become friends with girlfriend one again because there's that buffer girl. When I was with girlfriend three, I couldn't be friends with girlfriend two. Now that I'm done with girlfriend three, I can start being friends with girlfriend two again. The buffer girl is in the way.
Well, this is a serious, very weird question, which hopefully we never have to put ourselves in. But if, let's say, you're with a girl and you really care about her, she cheats on you.
Yeah. Okay?
You break up with her immediately, which is what I would do in a heartbeat if something that happened. Trust is such a big deal to me that if that ever happened, the girl is 100% gone. And then she apologizes, whatever, and she's like, I really love you. I can't believe I made that mistake. Being away from you made me realize how much I really care about you.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I kind of know your answer, but put yourself in the situation before you answer it, and I would be interested in yours. And then now in my head, it's pride. It's the pride that's making me feel like, let's say you really care about her still. It's pride that's making you, me, or Jake say, you know what, fuck that. I'm not even going to give you another chance.
Right.
In my head, because I worry about that shit, it would be if you did it once, you're 100% going to do it again.
Right.
But if you really loved her, if it was like a year or so afterwards and you really loved her, would you give that person another shot? And do you think of it as pride, or what do you think of it as?
Me first?
Either one of you. I find it to be a very difficult question. Someone asked me that, and I found myself being like,
oh, no, it's a no-brainer for me. I would never get back together with
ever, her. Ever, if someone cheated.
Yeah, ever.
You. What about you, Jake?
That's my instinct,
by the way. My instinct is exactly what you said.
It's also embarrassing because everyone knows that they cheated on you, and now you're back together. That's such like a weak move.
That's pride.
Yeah, it's pride. Yeah.
I don't think I have pride. I think I have pride, and I think I'm just like, that doesn't affect me very much.
If someone cheated on you?
No, I mean like what other people think if I like somebody, if I'm in love with someone. I don't care what anybody else
thinks. Oh, here's it. This is it. That's a great answer. That made me think of this is how I started thinking about it. There was a situation in real life or a movie, I forget what it was, where it was someone that was married. I think it was in real life. Someone that was married and they have kids and they have a great life and someone made a mistake and got drunk and had sex with someone else.
Oh, married and kids is like a totally different
thing. The stakes were far higher. Would you... See, because then you're sacrificing so much for your pride.
But see, I think you can take the marriage and kids and apply it to boyfriend and girlfriend too, because in my eyes, a relationship is like bigger than sex. It's not just this girl fucks someone, it's over. I think that like a girl that I'm actually in love with is like, she's sex, but she's like, she's a friend, she's a companion, she's like a person who doesn't just have a pussy, she's somebody who's like... I don't know, a decent human being.
Yeah.
So, like, if she uses her pussy on someone else, that kind of sucks, but it's like I still have some deeper connection to her. I hold her to a higher standard than just, like, a piece of, like, a vagina flap.
Right. You know? So what's your answer?
I think...
Put yourself in the husband scenario.
I think, like, girl cheats on me, it's over. Maybe a year later I can forget it because we're so far removed from the situation. I think it's hard... It's hard because in my mind, it's not that I couldn't forgive that person, but like I would always harbor some kind of like secret resentment.
Yes, that's what it would be for
and
me.
Like, yeah. I'll never Every have that I same connection with someone again because it's always going to be coming from a negative place. I'd rather have like, you know, a perfect little utopia.
Yeah, where you can't just close your eyes and think of her fucking somebody else behind your back.
Oh, right. God, that's going to be the later, worst. Imagine seeing her and just thinking of that every time. I'm telling you, you're sick, Amir. Amir keeps saying he's not sick.
I'm not sick.
I just have bronchitis. I hear it in your voice.
I'm not.
You are.
But like, for me, when I have sex, it's just impersonal.
Yeah, you don't put a lot of weight on sex.
I don't view sex the same way. So
yes,
like,
I agree. You don't put weight on sex at all.
Right. So if I'm applying my sex logic to a girl, like I cheat on my girlfriend, right? Say I cheat on my girlfriend. She's really mad.
You started that by saying,
say I've cheated on a girlfriend, and then somebody's like, oh, that was like terrible. You had sex with someone. Like, I don't even, like, you. That's like telling me that I ate a banana the other day.
Yeah, it
didn't even mean nothing. It was so inconsequential that it, like, I'll never think about it again if you don't bring it up.
Wow,
and it was
really?
Yeah.
Even if what happens if you see the hurt in that person's eyes?
Right, that's the part that I need to connect with. Where it's like,
wow, do you really have a problem with that? That's a form of a sociopath.
I'm a sociopath.
You're not a total sociopath.
When it comes
to your love life, it seems like no, because you wouldn't hurt somebody as a human being. You wouldn't hurt Amir or I or somebody.
Right, right. I think what I need
because
to
we're
do,
boys.
What I need to do is like start thinking of girls the way I think of my family.
Or Rosie.
Which is like, yeah, exactly. Or Rosie. Or I should just fuck Rosie. But
you guys would be so cute together. That would be the most slender fuck of all time.
So
long, like, and slender fuck.
There's something beyond sex where it's like, even if I want to fuck this person, and it won't even mean anything. It's like eating a banana. What I need to care more about than like coming, which is usually what I care the most about. I need to care more about being true and honest and good to somebody.
Mm.
But that's the part that I can't come over that.
Really?
I mean, I
did you feel that when you were in relationships?
I always feel it for a little bit,
and then
I lose it. Yeah.
What's the thing that makes you want to get out of relationships you've been in? To have sex with other people?
It's a mix of like pussy and freedom, but I guess pussy is like part of the freedom. There was like. I just like
isn't the, Pussy and Freedom the name of your CD?
Yeah, Pussy and Freedom is the name of my CD, my memoir.
Oh yeah, look at that
my
tattoo.
Unauthorized biography.
Oh my god, that's
Pussy
crazy.
And Freedom.
Your dogs, your two dogs.
Uh huh.
Pussy.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Come here, Freedom.
Actually, my porn name is Pussy Freedom.
Oh wow, you grew up on Freedom Street.
Yep.
Your first imagine. Dog was named Pussy.
Freedom Pussy. I grew up on Pussy Street.
Sorry, too. That was a question that I was interested in when someone brought that up.
Well, what would you do?
Well, when it came, when I'm very. I have such trust stuff that if someone had ever cheated on me, it would be that moment, it would be over. And in my head, I hope that I would be proud enough and smart enough to be like, no, that's not, you can't do that to me. If you do that to me, you're hurting me on purpose.
Right.
You did that knowing that it would hurt me. You've done it. You know what I mean? You have that, you're capable of hurting me like that. I don't want that to be
I gave case. You my trust. You destroyed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and also that you did something that you knew before you did it would make me feel terrible.
Right.
And
you didn't
did it.
Care.
Right, you didn't care enough to stop.
Right.
But then when someone throws kids, like I hope that I have this great family and stuff. I do have a great family now, but I hope that when I get married,
you
hope
it expands
and I have kids,
and grows.
Yeah, that I will be so in. I'm such a family person. I'll be so into them that the stakes become so crazy that if it was that I truly loved her and she truly loved me, and then one night made a huge mistake, it's
yeah.
like. I don't know what I would do. The question scared me. When it came to me, it made me so nervous to be put in that situation because I have no idea, as an adult with a wife and kids.
Well, couples stay together for a multitude of reasons just because they have kids. They're like, you see older married couples.
Yeah.
They don't even like each other anymore. Why are they together? Oh, for the children. So people do stay together even though it's not a great relationship for the children. But if you're not married yet, then it's like there's not as.
But isn't the whole idea you're marrying someone that you think would never do that to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
the drunkest they would
hope.
Ever be.
Right. But that's not the case usually. Actually, let's answer a question about cheating. It's sort of thematically relevant. Yeah.
Great.
This one comes
it's
from.
About a cheat code in Mario Brothers.
I think I remember this question. This one's even harder to answer.
All right. What's
then what we just answer?
Yeah. This
can
is
I
real...
touch this microphone? Or that's weird.
You can touch it. Okay. Real email, real person, named.
Oh, this person, guy or girl?
Guy.
This guy's name is Charlie Calhoudan. Charlie Calhoudan.
Calhoudan. It's actually, if you say it quickly, that's fine.
Yeah,
it's
Charlie
yeah, but
Calhoudan.
The way that I said it.
Calhoudan.
Charlie Calhoudan writes, guys, I've been dating this girl for a year and a half, and everything is going pretty great. Now, early on in our relationship, she broke up with me, but we got back together 2 months ago, and things have been pretty swell ever since. She loves me. She's definitely a dime, and we make each other laugh. There's just one problem. A few days ago, I snooped on her computer and found out that while we were broken up, she had some serious sexual escapades. Hooking up with girls, a threesome, she had regular sex with a few dudes we know, and even a pregnancy square. And even a pregnancy scare. There were even pictures. I mean, I was so shaken up by what I had learned, but I couldn't stop looking. And we actually did talk about the time we were apart, but all she said was that she made out with a dude. So she's lying about what happened when we say we were broken up. But what can I say? I'm the one that snooped. So what do I do? It's hard to ignore all the stuff I read, and it makes it hard to trust anything she ever tells me. On the other hand, we were broken up, and maybe she feels that what I don't know won't hurt me, except for the fact that now I do know. Please help. Charlie Calhoudan. So not really, cheating, but trust. The trust question is there.
But that's so hard because you like...
So hard.
How do you learn that stuff and then come back?
How do you unlearn it?
Yeah, you can't.
And you think about it. You think about all the things that woman did.
And she did lie, but you can't accuse her of it because the only reason that you know she lied is because you snooped around.
Also, even she didn't necessarily, she did lie to protect your feelings, but she, what she did was fine because you guys were single. She's allowed to do whatever she wants.
Right, but
I mean, she's allowed to do whatever she wants even if you're together. Everyone's allowed to do whatever they want.
Oh God, you are a sociopath.
But if you found out all this stuff, would you be like, I can't, I don't think you can, I think you can only do what you can do, and I think this is going to eat away at you until you bring it up.
This is the part where you need to like look at it from you from more angles than just fucking. Like, she's your girlfriend, so you know her hopes, her dreams, her fears, her family. She's like a big, round person who's deep, and somebody out there got her to blow him, but that was it. He didn't have everything that you had.
They said threesomes, a bunch of dudes, pregnancy squares.
But,
like,
but it doesn't. It just. It doesn't matter. It, that's one thing that happened. But you have her from. I mean, not have her, but you have like, she's in your life in so many ways so that other people don't have. So you don't have anything to be jealous of. They should be jealous of you.
No, he has stuff to be jealous of.
No, it's that's bullshit.
She did all this crazy shit without him.
What do you mean crazy shit? He does the same shit to her.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have all this stuff.
He gets a fucker.
No, but he didn't, you know, make out, have a threesome.
I'm sure he makes out with her.
Hooking up with girls.
Maybe he should say that he wants to have a threesome.
How long were they separate for? Months?
I don't think it says.
Did they break up?
2 months. They were separated for 2 months.
Did she break up with him just so she can go on this tear and come back?
Yeah. That's
something that you guys are afraid of.
See, that's
kind of
scary also.
But is that cheating? The let's take a break and then fuck a ton of people and then it's like, all right. That break was good. Now I'm back.
I just need some me time. Well, me and her time. Me and her and him time. Me and him. And I'm going to have a baby. And oh, fuck. Actually, one more month of me time. One more month of me time, and then I'll be good.
Because the first month was actually pretty fucking hot. All right, I'm good. I'm good. Where were we?
Got that all out of my system.
What happened? Where were you for 2 months? I made out with a dude.
But now I'm ready to be boring. Let's stay in. Let's binge watch TV and I'll get fat.
Yeah, it's cold again.
I don't know how I would react to that. That'd be weird.
I don't think I'd like it.
No, I would hate to find that shit out.
But he found it out in a bad way, so it's almost like he's stuck. It's kind of like the police finding out evidence in an illegal way, and then they can't use it in a court.
This is Double Jeopardy.
It's absolutely The Wire, season 4.
I'm on season 1 of The Wire, by the way.
It's Entrapment.
I just started it.
Really? Oh.
See, I watched the second episode today.
Oh, wow.
And people keep telling me it starts really slow.
Yeah. And do you like it already, or you can see why it's slow?
I'm not totally into it yet, but I'm aware how amazing it is.
It's dense.
Well, actually, Amir stopped watching The Wire in season 3, which is something I've never heard before.
Why is that like the crazy?
Like season 3 and 4 are the best seasons.
Oh, don't tell me. I can't wait. I can't wait to get there.
Oh, dude, it's great.
Anyway.
The Wire is one of those funny shows where it's like, oh, it starts out really slow and season 2 isn't great.
It's like, wait a minute, this is the best show ever.
Says that.
So the first 2 seasons are bad. But I mean, I like the first 2 seasons. You'll grow to love it.
So what should this Snooper do? What should Snoopy do?
Doggy dog.
I mean, what is he going to do? This is my question. If he asks her and brings it up about it, what changes? Lied?
That's true. She didn't. I guess she lied about making out.
I would bring it up. I would 100% bring it up.
But like, what does that accomplish? Like, aside from now she knows that you snooped through her computer. So she thinks you're a Snoopy jerk and also still had 3 ways made out with
first
a bunch
of
dudes.
First of all, can we stop? Snoopy jerk is the uncle of Snoopy that has that mustache.
Are you thinking of Joe Cool?
Him?
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Cool.
I would do as follows. I would say, listen, was a computer or phone? iPhone, right?
What? Oh, that he's
through a computer. Yeah. I think he said. Yeah.
Email, whatever. Say I was on, I took your phone, I checked some stuff out like an asshole. I shouldn't have done it. I was so stupid, but... The reason I did it was the biggest fear of mine it came true, and then I'll go into it and say like tell me what was going on, but I don't understand what answer he's looking for that would make him not think about her getting pregnant.
Also, borderline, what he did was worse than what she did.
Well, yeah, but what he did?
No, what she did is way worse.
No, he snooped.
She was single.
Yeah, he's the one who actually disobeyed her trust.
Yeah, by the way, you're right.
Well, she disobeyed his trust too, which. But I can see that.
I made
out with a guy. It's a white lie. It's like he does. He should. I want to get back together with him.
Yeah.
I want to be good and true to him. So I don't want him to like be upset and jealous that this happened while we weren't together.
Right.
There are people also that are like, I've only been with one person my whole fucking time. I have no idea what it's like to. All I'm thinking about is what's it like to have sex with other people. Blah blah blah. And they need to get that out of their system.
Right.
But that again would be, I mean, you're right. They were single. She's allowed to do whatever she wants. Nothing that she did is wrong. She can do all those things. Put on a fucking condom. Why does nobody wear condoms?
That's what I'm saying, dude. I'm telling you, condoms.
Man, you hate condoms.
Condoms are the greatest.
No, dude.
Trojan.
You hate them.
I really dislike the way they feel.
You hate a lot of things about them.
Yeah. I don't like the way they feel.
I bet you love coming on things.
You know what? Mom, turn down the podcast. I don't. Yeah, actually, I
like
never really care.
Oreo, like anything.
No, I
just think
an Oreo.
Just like a fucking.
What's the hottest is an Oreo?
Mile.
Yeah.
Did you say Crocodile Mile?
Yeah.
I brought that up last podcast.
Really?
I don't know, the one before you came on.
A nineties reference? Do you talk about it?
I was just saying a vagina wet like a crocodile mile.
I just think you can't. All right.
We don't need to talk about
that. I appreciate a wet vagina like a crocodile mile.
Yeah.
But I think that. The only thing he can do now is not compound all of the bad things.
Compound C-U-M.
The only thing she did wrong is that she lied to him by saying she only made out with somebody.
Yeah.
That's distrustful. That's the thing I would bring up, but she is allowed to, everything she did, she's allowed to do, just like he was allowed to do. He could have done all that also.
It's true.
Yeah, but the snooping is bad.
Snooping is
terrible.
What you should really do is lie and never tell her that you snooped.
Yeah, you should never. Let's make this an anti-snooping PSA. You don't want to know everything. Like,
don't
can you imagine
snoop.
If the other person in your life knew every single thought you had? They wouldn't stay together
snoop.
With
You'll
you.
You'll never find anything good when you snoop.
Yeah.
I
want to
say,
know the person that they're willing to portray.
Unfortunately, your relationship is irreversibly ruined now.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I think
you talk about it.
No,
the only
think,
way to get past it is to talk about it.
I think what you were, I agree with Ben. Part one, talk about it. Part two, break up, you're done. It's like you're not going to be able to stop thinking about this.
You're either at peace with it or you're not. And whether you talk about it or not, it doesn't really help.
We're all like in our late 20s and 30s. Anybody we date has fucked other people.
Yeah.
Everybody we date has had like long-term other boyfriends, you know?
It's weird. The older you get, the weirder it is to think about that. Let's say you're going out with someone, you're going on dates with someone. That one has been, I'm 32, that one person has been going out and having sex with people for the past 32 or 29 or 35 years of her life.
Oh, 30, you're dating 65-year-olds?
65 years of her life. And like you see their kids and their granddaughters and stuff.
You gotta stop.
The older I get, the less that matters to me.
Yes.
When I was like 24, I was like, when I was in my early 20s, I would be like, oh my God, I don't want to like, you fucked like two dudes, you blew my friend. This is disgusting. I never want to know. And now I'm just like, of course, you lived your life. I fucked a lot of people. You fucked people too. This is great.
I didn't say a lot for them.
I hope that. Oh, I mean, yeah, I fucked a lot of people. I just know that I personally fucked a lot of people.
What happens if you found a girl that had sex with more people than you've had sex with?
They wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. If you met that girl,
what do you mean?
Oh wait, actually, yeah. No, I have.
I know that. I know who you're talking about as well. But I'm saying, beyond that person, you met
another woman.
A woman that was a comedian or someone that you really liked spending time with.
Never date a comedian, but yeah.
Okay, whatever. I'm trying to think of some beautiful actress.
Oh God, no way. A rock climber.
Okay, rock climber.
Great. Let's say you found this gorgeous rock climber that's just great and loves having sex, and is a total free spirit, not dirty at all. She has had sex with 1.5 the amount of people that you've had sex with.
1.5x.
1.5.
Okay.
So would that make you not want to date that person?
No, that'd be fine. As long as
Follow up question. Would you be excited or sad if she had been in a 1-year, very sexual, very physical relationship with Alex Hanold, rock climbing guy? Hanold, your rock climbing hero.
I think that would be harder to get over than like the sheer number. But yeah, I'd be fine. I could fuck better than Alex Honnold.
So you think?
No, I could.
Imagine that body.
All he cares about is climbing, and all I care about is fucking. Honnold, if you're listening to the podcast,
another person,
which I would put Alex Honnold on blast, my
Holy
goddamn
shit.
Idol.
This is blast for me.
I think I might. I don't believe in God, but I believe in Honnold. I think I fucked more people than he has.
Right, but would you
see?
Would you
I think
put
I'm
him
better
on blast?
At fucking him. I think I'm better at fucking than he is. I think I'm better at... I want to fuck him.
I'm better at fucking him than his girlfriend is.
I remember that Jay came over once and there was someone at my apartment who had had a lot of sex. And then Jake had the... When they talked about it, when Jake found out how many people this person had sex with, they talked about it like as if...
It was
Amir,
a hobby.
As if Amir and I had just seen the Avengers and we could not wait to share what happened.
Like, it's such that many stories.
It was amazing. I never,
you
like,
love that, right?
Yeah, that was when, I mean, I just felt like almost an instantaneous.
Don't say that person's name.
Can, I say his name? Can I say his name?
Amir Blumenbach.
Instantaneous connection. Around it. Just an amazing, like, I was just like, you're my kindred spirit. You're my brother. Let's, we're talking. We're like Google image searching girls that we fucked. Oh, God, it was great.
Can I say his
name now?
It was such a fun thing to watch. You guys talk, but I mean, also disgusting.
Yeah, two deplorable.
Another Simpsons reference. Another Simpsons reference that it reminds me of is when Homer put that hair thing in and went for a run because he couldn't believe that he had hair, and then he met someone else that also had.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That was the moment.
Like, another line that I just thought of for some reason is when Skinner says something terrible and is on the microphone, and then Ed, the microphone goes off and he goes, "Prove me wrong, children. Prove me wrong." No big deal. Have you been to a Simpsons table read?
No, but I'd love to.
You don't care about the Simpsons, right?
I like the Simpsons.
You don't care.
I mean, take him. I grew up on
you
the Simpsons.
You don't care about Lakers basketball.
Not like a, I'm just not. I can't quote it like to the level of you guys, but I did grow up on the Simpsons. My parents still watch the Simpsons every Sunday.
Wow.
Which I don't think you guys. You guys were as big fans as you are.
No, I haven't seen.
My parents have never missed an episode of the
really?
Simpsons.
Really?
I love that.
Do they still like season 25?
They still Like we watched one, and I was like, I didn't like that, and my dad was like, that was pretty funny.
I like that sideshow.
Mel, thing from the Simpsons. Would they flip?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Is that their favorite show? No.
Yeah, that's like our family show.
We should get him some from The Simpsons.
You can you do that?
I think I have a script from a table read that I
watched. Oh, you should keep that. That's your dude. You
no, I took a bunch.
I took 90.
I'm a very big Simpsons fan. I would do that. I'll give it to you. You give them to your parents.
Yeah, I mean, they would flip out.
Right, mom, stop listening. This is
oh yeah, mom. This is gonna be a surprise.
You can't.
Well, it'll be a surprise for my dad.
Okay.
We're pretty much out of time. I mean, yeah, these podcasts are kind of unique and special in a specific way. I hope you guys still enjoy them. We didn't get to answer as many questions, but you know, we delved deeper.
Things got very real.
And we had more fun. So
you learned a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A lot about Jake. I feel like that must happen a lot, no?
Yeah.
I overshare. And this is the first time that I felt like I really fucking put my foot in my mouth. I think I might have said too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Things finally got real?
For me, shit.
Thanks, Ben, for coming on the show.
Of course, guys. This will be fun. You guys live in Los Angeles now. We live very close to each other.
Yeah, let's hang out. Let's go get dinner right now, actually.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. That email address, once again, is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. That first theme song submitted was from a rapper that he calls himself Homeless. And this last theme song is from another musician named Ray. So please enjoy these, and thanks so much for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Later. That's it. That was our episode. Thanks again to NiceLaundry.com. Please, if you're near a computer, just check them out. Go to NiceLaundry.com. See for yourself if you like what you see. Buy something. It'll really help us out. Help them out. Help you out. Later, guys.